So welcome to this weekly blog talk radio show. This is Master Merva. I am so honored and delighted and excited to be here with you today. This is the third week we are focusing on the highest healing power Dr. and Master Zhigang Sha has brought to us, made it available to us, and he continues to do so by offering us training how to learn to write Tao calligraphy, as well as empowering us to become Tao calligraphy soul healers. Today I'm speaking with one certified Tao calligraphy soul healer here in Sydney. She was so excited when she received her certification, and she loves to write Tao calligraphy. This is oneness calligraphy. It is called Yi Bi Zi, which means one stroke. All of the characters, no matter how many characters are in a phrase, for example, they are written with one stroke, one chi to embody and give the message of oneness. So I'm very happy to have beloved Helen here with us, who is here in Sydney. And I'm asking Helen some questions about her journey, how her experience has been, and how she uses Tao calligraphy today in her life. So welcome, beloved Helen. So welcome, Helen. Thank you for giving me some of your time. Helen, I wanted to hear from you about your journey becoming a Tao calligraphy soul healer. Can you share with me how did your journey started in regards to learning Tao calligraphy and then becoming a Tao calligraphy soul healer?
I first did the calligraphy training with Master Sha here in Sydney, and I took to it like a duck in water.
Really?
It was something that was very natural for me, and so it was very easy for me to connect with it. Mm-hmm. And I'm a musician, I'm a jazz singer, and when you're singing, it's very physical. You take on something, you learn something, and then you express it, and it's very physical. Mm-hmm. Just like the calligraphy, you learn it, you imbibe it, you put it in your body. Mm-hmm. And then you, with that learning, you go and write it down. And what I found was that if I was feeling connected, if I was feeling at peace and balanced, the writing comes naturally. Mm. And if not, I find it hard. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when my mind is not clear, mm-hmm. it's harder to do it. Just like when you're singing, if there's so many distractions in your head, it's very hard to sing. If you're not at the moment and really at the moment with a song, it doesn't come through. So that's what I learned also about the calligraphy, and that started my journey with the calligraphy. And then I had to, of course, try the healing process of writing the calligraphy with other people. Mm-hmm. And that was fascinating.
Yeah?
Because tell us about that. Most of the people that I had done calligraphy for were not here in Sydney. This was remote healing. And mm-hmm. I thought, I've done so many modalities of healing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is the first time I'm doing a writing thing. It's like, okay, let's do this. And, you know, my family, especially my family, benefited a lot. Uh-huh. My brother said that his daughter was having problems with her academic well, she was always at the top five, but never at the top.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started doing calligraphy for her
mm-hmm.
regularly. Mm-hmm. And then he sent me, probably it took about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he sent me a photo mm-hmm. of her and this announcement on the board that she's at the top.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I was so happy. And
yes.
then her other daughter, her older daughter, who's in high school, had difficulty in maths.
Mm-hmm.
She was good in maths, but there came a point, I think it was geometry, where she had difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did the tracing for her, and they said that she's topping her exams.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
It is.
Great.
So that really encouraged me to keep writing, and I was able to do other things with animals, with other... I mentioned this because usually we think that with a healing is you have to be just sick with something mm-hmm. and a physical mm-hmm. illness. And I've done that, and I've had some very good results as well.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, the calligraphy is not only used for healing illnesses, but it could heal relationships. It could heal, which I have done as well. You could heal, academic excellence for children who have a blockage of moving through things mm. that they cannot go past.
Mm. Wonderful. That's sensational.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Helen. I wanted to ask you, how did you find the training, the Tao calligraphy training that Master Shah provides? Because it's quite long. It's a retreat, over several days.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it like for you?
Well, I have never experienced writing Chinese characters.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what happened was Master Shah was very careful that he did not overwhelm the people. And it's fascinating how you think maybe these are just lines and that they're going to be easy. It's not the case. Although I did say that I took to it like a duck in water, what I meant was it was pleasurable for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there were some difficulties, it was still pleasurable for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I could see other people as well when we're all trying to write. Initially, we all had blockages. We all had a little bit of difficulty here and there. Some you would write long, some you would write short. And then Master Shah gives his time for each student. He would come to the table and he would watch how you do it, and then he would rate it and say, okay, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then he would give you techniques on how to do it and how to align with the calligraphy,
mm-hmm.
with the actual writing, and mm-hmm. also to align with the frequency
mm-hmm.
so that you can properly write it in the way it should be written. And also because it's a oneness writing, you are taught how to be fluid with your writing instead of very choppy, going from the Chinese writing is like you have strokes here, there, and this one is just really one writing, and so it's like you're flowing with a
mm-hmm.
with a calligraphy, and there's no separation between the words. It's like one word, and you yourself you flow also with the writing.
Mm-hmm.
And so Master Shah is not very hard on us because he knows that a lot of us have never even written anything of Chinese writing in any time in our life. So he gives us enough space, enough time, and it may seem as if it's just writing, when you're in kindergarten, you write the ABC, but it's not the case, because these are sacred writings. Mm-hmm. And because it's sacred, you also have to approach it with sacredness. And when you actually do that, you connect with a calligraphy. So if the calligraphy, say, is about love, so, for example, I, Da'ai, Da means greatest, I means love, so the greatest love, you have to embody it as well. And as you embody it, you're able to write it with ease and grace and very sacred connection between you and the writing.
Right, so this makes sense that the training is over a period of week.
Yes.
Because you need to transform yourself in the process of transforming your writing.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, got it.
So as you write, you get to transform yourself as well.
Right, wow. And how does it feel to embody greatest love?
It's the greatest feeling because you open your heart. You know, and when you open your heart, you're able to love people and accept people without judgment, and you love them as they are. And as idealistic as that may seem, it actually, when you feel it, you know. I cannot express this in words, and you actually have to experience it before you know something. You cannot really know it unless you experience it and you feel it within your heart.
How wonderful. How would it be if we had a world that didn't have judgment?
Oh. I have a lot still, and I'm working on it, Master Verba.
I think we're all working on that.
But it's a wonderful feeling when you're able to transform, especially relationships, because that's the hardest test, I think, for everyone. When you have a relationship that is very troublesome, and then you're able to transform it into unconditional love, it's just the most beautiful feeling. And it's even more bizarre that if you actually are connected with a Dai, and you are in the process of trying to solve or transform the relationship, and you write the Dai with a calligraphy, and that's the most bizarre, the most powerful, the most beautiful outcome that you can get, that you're, as you are writing this, you are transforming your relationship with this person because you are in alignment with the Dai in the calligraphy.
Wonderful. So we're in the business of transforming ourselves as opposed to trying to fix or change anything or anyone outside ourselves.
Thank you, Esther Bella.
Great. I got the message. Fantastic. Thank you. That's so beautiful. That's so powerful. That's a very powerful message. Thank you, Helen. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Helen, how has learning Dao calligraphy writing, or the power of using Dao calligraphy, how has it changed your life or your day-to-day, how you are? How do you use it?
Because the calligraphy is very powerful, and because it's you have to get up and do it. When I feel like I'm in a very state where I'm not balanced, the best thing for me is to actually do something, get up and do something.
Okay.
And so the calligraphy makes me get up and do something. And so I write or I trace. And the tracing moves my body. And so when it moves my body, it not only changes it also changes the physical blockages or the physical, whatever it is that I'm feeling that I can't move past. The physical side of it changes as well. And sometimes I would, when I trace with my jong, it's almost as if I'm dancing. I get exercise.
good.
I get to exercise, and also when I'm tracing, I feel like I'm in a trance, mm-hmm. and I can't stop. Mm-hmm. Like I would do the 10 virtues that Master Shao teaches, which is Da Ai, Da Quan Shu, Da Zi Bei, those 10 virtues, and I would try and write all of them. And as I write all of them, my whole body just changes, and I feel like I'm more balanced, and then I just keep writing, and I have many different, I write with the water paper,
yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, and mm-hmm. I keep doing that, and then when my hands get a little bit tired,
okay,
then I do the tracing.
Okay.
I also have different calligraphies that I trace, mm-hmm. and that are specific to the issues in my life that I'm trying to mm-hmm. to transform. Mm-hmm. And when I do those, it keeps me. You know, it's like what you practice, what you trace, what you put in your mind, what you put in your heart, is what you become. Mm-hmm. So if I'm tracing, say, for example, all of the virtues that I do, and so my whole being transforms.
So if you focus on greatest love, you yes. start to feel greatest love.
Yes.
And right.
So, for example, I feel like I'm in my ego too much, so I do the humility. Mm-hmm. And then I trace, and I feel that I am more more able to look at what I'm doing when I do, mm-hmm. when I mm-hmm. feel like, hang on a minute, that was my ego. You know, I'm able to discern mm-hmm. what I'm actually doing, and I'm able to transform mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm.
That's quite advanced. So Helen is, quite advanced in her journey as a dark calligrapher soul healer, and using the power of calligraphy to transform, you know, not only her energy, but every aspect of her life. So, but this is something that Master Shah teaches in the Soul Healing Miracles book. He gives 9 calligraphies for everybody and anybody. So simply, if you just want more energy, you can benefit from the power of calligraphy. And certainly, like you shared, you have received calligraphy healing blessings. So you have tailor-made calligraphies for different aspects of your life.
Yes.
That's wonderful. And Helen, you as a Tao calligraphy soul healer, you can provide that for others, right?
Yes, I can.
How wonderful. So we're very blessed here in Sydney, in Australia. We have a few Tao calligraphy soul healers, and we have a beloved Master Carol, who is Master Shah's currently only Tao calligraphy lineage holder. And you have you studied further with Master Carol?
Yes, I have. There are other teachers. Master Carol has a way to teach. And what I have learned from her is a type of discipline. Mm-hmm. When you're writing, and like you first you make it very disciplined in how you want it in terms of the space. Like she will teach you, do not go over this space, mm-hmm. and then she will teach you, you know, like one, you know, it's a oneness calligraphy. So say for example, if there are 3 words, those 3 words will be connected with each other. Mm-hmm. But what she will say is that, say for example, if you have a certain space and you want to write down the calligraphy, you have to be able to think ahead of time where it's gonna fall. Mm-hmm. So she gives you techniques on how to do that, and mm-hmm. that has made it easier instead of just randomly doing it in this space. She will say, okay, well, this space and that space will have this and this and that. And it made it a lot easier for me.
Wonderful. That's great.
And she has done calligraphy tracing for me as well, healing for me as well, which is a childhood issues that I've had difficulty with, and she has really helped me a lot with that.
That's wonderful. That's great. So you can receive also healing services over a period of time, and that's what Master Carol can offer to everyone and anyone. And we can experience more deeply, more profoundly, the almost magical, deeply profound power of Tao calligraphy.
So thank you, Helen, so very much for your journey and sharing that and sharing your heart. Master Carol teaches here in Sydney every week, Tuesday nights, a one-hour class from 6 to 7 p.m. in Crow's Nest. Master Shah will have the next Tao calligraphy training, where you will have the opportunity to become a Tao calligraphy soul healer. You need to learn to write, and you need to reach certain level of skill as well as purity, as you have heard. They go together. The skill of the precision and the accuracy comes as we clear our own internal blockages. And vice versa, as we write, we clear, purify, transform, align ourselves closer and closer with the Tao Source calligraphy message. And then our power will increase, our purity will increase, and our skill in writing it to an appropriate level and standard so as to offer it as a healing tool will also increase. So there are standards to be met. There are prerequisites and more, but you can receive all of this in the week-long training with Master Shah. And even if you weren't ready to become a Tao calligraphy soul healer in the first training, you may have heard Master Carol share her story that she couldn't become a Tao calligraphy soul healer right away. That's perfect. There's no rush. The next opportunity for the training, though, that one needs to take first is with Master Shah, October 12th to 19th. This will take place in Europe, in Belgium, in person. However, for some of us, it's not possible to travel there. We can take part in this training via live webcast. And it is completely possible to take the training via live webcast because we can submit our writing online and receive the feedback upon submission. So that is what is most wonderful about this training, that we can take part in it from anywhere around the world and still be able to reach this amazing opportunity. So October 12th to 19th are the dates. For the details, please go to drshah.com. On the home page under events is where you will find all the details. It's been my great honor and delight to be here with you today. I wish you wonderful, blessed day and week. Love you, love you, love you.